Good afternoon. Buenas tardes a todos. Since the presentation is loading, this is my disclosure, so none of this funding is related to the present research. Okay, so I would like to present results from this study from researchers at the National Institute of Public Health in Cuernavaca, Mexico, and I would like to thank my colleagues, Marta Rivera, Nayeli Macias, and Simon Barquera. Migration of Mexicans to the U.S. has been increasing since the 1950s, and this figure shows real estimations from the Mexican Population Council. In 2005, there were around 9.6 million of Mexicans living in the U.S., and this accounts for almost 10% of the total Mexican population and for about 3% of the total U.S. population. It has been estimated that by 2030, more than 16 million Mexicans will live in the U.S. Migration of workers to the U.S. has also become an important source of income from Mexico, and during 2007, it was the first source of income of the country, and it was higher than oil exports and about 2.5% of GDP. This was only second to India, considering the population size differences. At the same time, Mexico is facing, as many other countries, an unprecedented epidemic of obesity and nutrition-related chronic disease, as you all have heard about. There was an increase in obesity around 160% in 20 years. And this figure shows the increasing prevalence of overweight and obesity in Mexican children, 5 to 11 years. We have results from two national surveys, ENN in 1999 and ENSANUT 2006. And as you can see, there is a growing trend for both overweight and obesity in both genders. Today, overweight and obesity affects 1 out of 4 children within this age group. These are school-age children. So the objective of the study was to evaluate the influence of relatives' migration to the U.S. on weight status and on rural school-age Mexican children. The hypothesis of the study was that migration of a relative to the U.S. is accompanied with cultural and economic changes at the household level, which have an important effect on lifestyles, promoting the increase of energy intake and a reduction on physical activity. Thus, migration of labor workers to the U.S. could be promoting the obesity epidemic in rural areas in Mexico. I have to say that according to national data, there are no substantial differences between rural and urban rates of overweight and obesity in children. So that's why we made this study. We conducted a cross-sectional study in children 9 to 11 years living in rural communities with high level of migration in the state of Morelos, Mexico, which is South Mexico City. Morelos is not a traditional migrant state, but now there are many, many states that are becoming high exporters of laborers to the U.S. And we did a quota sampling at local elementary schools. Information was obtained by trained interviewers from October 2006 to May 2007, and we have two comparison groups. Children with one family member, usually was the father, but not necessarily the father, living in the U.S. and receiving remittances, which we had 120 children, and children without a family member living in the U.S., all from the same communities. Right? So all the socioeconomical characteristics are very similar between these two groups, and we're going to have a third group here in the U.S. So we have a photograph of the phenomenon of migration to the U.S. Okay, weight and height were obtained using a standardized procedure, and overweight and obesity was defined using the standard cutoff points, which are age and sex specific. To have an approximate measure of physical activity, pedometers, accelerometers, were placed on children's hip after calibration to 100 steps at entering the school. This was done during 7 days, including one weekend, and our interviewers checked every day before entering the school that the device was adequately in place. We also made a questionnaire which emphasized video games and time watching activity that was more focused on inactivity. Body composition was measured by body impedance on a weekday before entering the school using a standardized procedure, and fat free mass were calculated. So not shown here, we also obtained the dietary information by a food frequency questionnaire with reference to the 7 days before the interview, another questionnaire including information of income and expenditure data with emphasis on remittances, another sociodemographic data. We are still working on this food frequency questionnaire because they consume a number of foods that are not common even for Mexican population, and we don't have the nutritional value of some vegetables, some special fruits, seasoned fruits. So we are still working on this dietary information. We end up with 119 school-aged children, 9 to 11 years, with at least one household member living in the U.S. and sending remittances. That was a condition that this person has to send remittances to the families for at least 1 year. And 120 community matched children who did not have a relative living in the U.S. 47% of the children were girls, and the mean age was close to 11 years. Some other basic results: mean BMI was 20, on average 20.4. Average count of steps per day was 12,359 on average. Mean percent body fat was 35.4. According to Cole cutoffs for BMI status, we have 52% of children with normal weight, 28.4% with overweight, and 13.4% with obesity. These figures are greater than those observed in urban areas, because we have around 25% of children with overweight and obesity together, and here we have almost half of the children with this problem. Interestingly, as mentioned before, the parents or the teachers of these children consider overweight as a problem. When we ask them about health problems of these children, because we also have qualitative information, they say that malnutrition was the main problem. So they didn't see this as a problem. This table shows some characteristics of the children in the study, according to the comparison groups, with a migrant relative and without a migrant relative in relation to gender, age, and BMI. No difference was observed for these variables, including percent of body fat and average steps per day. We conducted a logistic regression analysis on the risk of overweight and obesity, and after adjusting by age, gender, average number of steps per day, and clustering on a school, we found a statistically significant interaction between sex and having or not having a migrant relative in the U.S. In boys without a relative migrant, the two columns on the left, the odds ratio for overweight and obesity was almost 2.0. In comparison with boys who had a migrant relative, which was close to one. In contrast, in girls to the right, with a migrant relative, they had an odds ratio of 2.4 for being overweight or obese, compared to girls without a migrant relative, which was the reference. And of course, we were not expecting these results. We are expecting the opposite, but let's see. In conclusion, The first conclusion that I have to say is that the prevalence of overweight and obesity among these children is much higher than the observed in urban areas, and these are rural children. So this suggests that something is happening, and we think that migration is influencing the epidemic of obesity in these children, and this effect is differential according to gender. On the other hand, effects on the child's diet must be evaluated to clarify this effect of remittances on children's risk for overweight and obesity. We are now conducting analysis on dietary patterns and on dietary energy density to assess these issues. Thank you.
Thank you, Mario. And our last presenter, Lisa Goldman Rosas from UC San Francisco. Oh, sorry. I must acknowledge.